Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The folks down in Louisiana and Mississippi like to eat their crawdads and their bullfrogs and the rest of it. And, well, sometimes they just throw the whole frog in the boiling pot. But they learned that if you throw one into boiling water, he'll just jump right out. But if you set him in a cool pot of water and you just turn the heat up slow, he thinks it's a hot tub at first and then passes out and dies a painless death. And that's where America and the world is right now. We're in the middle of the New World Order, Great Reset, takedown of civilization.
The world is not driven forward by big, grand decisions. The world is driven forward by small action, but actions which are integrated into an overall system.
This is a scientific technocracy takeover to force us onto the AI global social credit score cashless society system.
If you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave. Adding to the body a second immune system, which is not organic but an inorganic immune system, made up of millions of tiny nanorobots inside your body.
What I learned from a source, who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required number of security clearances, where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And that was to bring in 100 million people from Latin American countries, together with a strategy of creating these cartels, making life unbearable. It's called the push-pull strategy, where they push all these people out of these countries where it's unbearable living like this, and they pull them into the United States. And then once you reach that critical number of over 100 million in this invasion, they will then propose that, well, for your family and friends back home who need, you know, you need ease of travel, they need a better life, and so on and so on, and we can do all this better with a regional government than we can with a U.S. government. And they will have enough critical mass inside the country in order to affect that policy. That's the globalist plan that we're working towards.
Now, being aware of this is the key to winning. And whether you're in Sweden, or whether you're in Italy, or whether you're in Canada, it's spreading all over the planet. So the globalists are in trouble. And this fight is literally in a tie position right now. If you think collapsing borders is bad, if you think all the terrible things in wars and police state political purges and censorship and cashless societies and gun purchases being tracked by the credit card companies illegally and putting you in a database, if you think that's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Last night I talked about my involvement in the development of a little microchip implant. And many people have already taken that microchip implant. The news media has talked about it being a good thing. And they will tell you that it's a good thing to have this. Your children won't ever get lost again. They won't be able to give you the wrong medication. You won't be able to lose this thing. And so the plan is underway that you will receive it. I would be remiss if I came to you and didn't tell you that God's word says, don't you take it.
What matters for our children is we win this fight. What happens to us doesn't matter. And in that challenge, in that conflict, we will find the road to God.
You've got to have the will. Accept the truth and fuck the system and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And as always, an honor and pleasure to be here with you hosting The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, September 19th, 2022. Now, we've got a loaded news day coming up as I'll be with you here through 6 p.m. Central, fulfilling my normal War Room host duties. But tons of news to get to here on The Jones Show. Plus, we've got stuff from Alex lined up, including something that for me was, I don't really know what the analogy would be, but it was a relief. I think it was a sign of where the populist movement was going. And I think it shows that unity in the populism movement, in the pro-America movement, in the free speech movement, in the conservative movement, it encompasses all of that, this populist movement, that unity moving forward is going to be the key. And that doesn't mean we all have to sing and dance the exact same. That doesn't mean we all have to have the exact same vision for the future or how we're going to get there. But putting aside our differences, putting aside the division that the media wants us to remain in, is going to be key. And I don't want to make a big issue of the past, but it's pretty well known that Alex Jones is considered a controversial figure, and people don't want to invite him onto their shows, or they're afraid they're going to get censored, they're afraid the mainstream media is going to attack them if they share Alex Jones videos. But what's happening? Kyrie Irving shares an Alex Jones video that goes totally viral. What does the media do? They attack him. They say how bad he is for doing it. That shouldn't be a sign for Kyrie Irving not to share an Alex Jones video. That should be a sign to share another Alex Jones video when the corrupt establishment is coming after you. So when I walked in the studio last night, because I knew we were going to play this video today, of Alex Jones getting a round of applause, a standing ovation at a Turning Point USA event, it was such a relief. It brought such a relief of a wave of relief, because, you know, you can sit here and point out Alex Jones's flaws, or you can sit here and point out Alex Jones's prophecy, but that man deserves to be speaking at an event called Defeating the Great Reset. He's been fighting the Great Reset for 3 decades. And finally, it's nice to see what we would normally consider the conservative establishment or conservative Inc. recognizing Alex Jones for calling out the Great Reset ahead of its arrival and talking about how to battle it. And now it's gone into the hearts and minds of all Americans. So here is Alex Jones at the Turning Point USA event. Just happened on Saturday. He's introduced to the crowd, and we will play the full speech for you now here on The Alex Jones Show.
Since we're doing the remote guest, while we're talking, I just want to make sure our guest can hear everything we're saying and all that. So I was told by everybody, it's not the President Trump, but it is going to make you guys wait till you see this. All right? In fact, this man is more hated by the media than Donald Trump, and that says something, okay? Which is, so, if you're going to talk about the Great Reset, then you have to have someone who's the most banned man in America. Alex Jones joins us. Alex, welcome remotely. I was told by all the people, like, oh, you can't have Alex at your event, which makes me just want to have Alex even more. Alex, you wrote a book on the Great Reset. What is the Great Reset? Why did you write the book?
Well, I saw Steve Bannon yesterday, and he's absolutely right. And I love the, you know, the title and the hashtag, Defeat the Great Reset. The Great Reset is what Ronald Reagan, when he was first running for office in 1979, spoke about. Nobody really talks about these speeches, but I mean, I've seen at least 10 of them where he's talking about the New World Order and the globalists and how multinational corporations want to use a form of corporate communism to control everybody. And so I didn't discover all this. I grew up with my father in Dallas, where I grew up, taking me to see speeches by candidate and then President Ronald Reagan. And so Ronald Reagan, the first few years of his administration, really got into this big central topic. There's not just communism we're worried about, not just China and Russia, not just radical Islam, but really powerful corporations that are authoritarian and want to take over our nation, that are really anti-free market. So the Great Reset is the Bilderberg Group, UN corporate arm. And a month ago, they were given official UN advisory status, or on par with the Secretary General, that the UN signed a treaty with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, who is announcing world government, announcing global IDs, announcing carbon taxes, announcing social credit scores, announcing carbon lockdowns, announcing everything. So folks really love the book, and it's been off and on number one bestseller for the last 2 weeks. And people ask, how did you write this book? It's so powerful. This thing was about 800 pages long, and then Tony Lyons at Skyhorse and his crew did a great job cutting it down to 300 pages. This thing could have been, again, 1,000 pages long. It's mainly their quotes, bibliography, showing where they said it. And people read this, and they say, is this believable? Then you go to the back, it shows the YouTube links or the World Economic Forum links where they are admitting it. So Hitler, in the late 1920s, wrote Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, which if people would listen to him, we could have stopped him early. Well, Klaus Schwab has written a bunch of books. They're basically his Mein Kampf. And this is a condensed breakdown of their own words and the blueprint of their global takeover plan, and how they plan to turn the world energy off, implode the third world, flood the first world, replacement migration. This is the Death Star plans. And so what's great is, I was talking about the Great Reset many, many years ago, and how they were going to trigger this big event to force us into a worldwide economic collapse and a social credit score and a universal basic income that controls every facet of our lives, which is now being rolled out. And people really didn't listen back then. But now they're listening, because we're living in this operation. And so that's why the Great Reset and the War of the World is so important. We will beat them if mainline populist politics, which is the Republican Party now, we're taking over thanks to you, Charlie, and you know that great crowd and so many others. Thanks to loyal Americans, we are winning this fight right now for the hearts and minds of the world. That's why the deep state, not just here but around the world, is trying to silence people, trying to surveil people. It just came out, as you know, yesterday, in federally released documents, that not only is Facebook and other big tech companies taking direct orders from previously Obama, and then now under the third administration of Obama, Biden, but they are specifically spying on prominent conservatives' private text and delivering, without warrants, files on a minute-to-minute basis of everything we're saying and doing. And so it's far beyond censorship. It is total illegal criminal surveillance. They're going for broke. And just last Thursday, in Senate hearings, the spokesperson, the corporate rep of Facebook, admitted to all of this and just threw down the gauntlet. So the battle's joined, but I am extremely honored to literally be here with the leader of the pack, Charlie Kirk, and the great Turning Point USA. I mean, your buzz has been giant for 6 years, and I'm telling you, everywhere there's victory, everywhere people are awakening, everywhere young people are being energized and others, it's Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and what you're doing. So I am very honored to be here, and I salute you in the fight for Western civilization and the future of our world and in the battle to defeat the Great Reset.
Amen. So, Alex, in your book, you talk about the green agenda. We see rolling blackouts across Europe. Can you talk about the role that energy plays in the Great Reset? This is a topic we haven't touched on very much in our conference here. What does the Green New Deal, all this environmentalism, environmental fascism, have to do with the Great Reset? Can you help connect the dots for our audience here?
If energy was a chess piece, if energy was a chess piece in the globalist game plan on the board, it's the queen. And for those who don't know about chess...
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
To Alex Jones speaking at a Turning Point USA event this Saturday, defeating the Great Reset. Here's Alex Jones on the issue of energy.
If energy was a chess piece, if energy was a chess piece in the globalist game plan on the board, it's the queen. And for those who don't know about chess, the queen is the most powerful piece. She can go any direction she wants, do whatever she wants. So control of energy in their takeover plan isn't a pawn, it's not a rook, it's not a bishop, it's not a knight, it's not a king, it is the queen. And it is absolutely the most powerful piece, and they admit that. If you control energy, you control populations, you can bring them to their knees and make them capitulate with the social credit score, universal basic income, everything they're doing. And so, yes, they're dissolving the borders and bringing in third world populations as a permanent underclass. Yes, they're attacking family values. Yes, they're funding our enemies. Yes, they're devaluing our currency. Yes, they are undermining our culture. And all those things are important, but the central piece is energy. And energy has two heads. Energy for electricity and cars and factories and society. So energy for machines. And then energy for humans. So we think as they cut off the pipelines and the Keystone and won't let us have new drilling permits in the U.S. or Gulf of Mexico or Alaska, all the great things Trump did within just 4 short years took us from the number 3 energy producer to the number 1 energy producer and a boom economy. By simple executive orders that Biden signed his second day in office, he turned off thousands of sub-pipelines, tens of thousands of pipeline spurs, killed more than 20,000 new pipeline spur permits, so even when they get the natural gas or oil, they can't get it to the central refining areas or to the trucks. Now, that sounds important, and we'll go more into actual energy for the internal combustion engine or power plants and things like that, but it's still not the most important head. It's the little head. The most important energy is for us, 7.5 billion of us, and it's called food. And their war on food is specific and direct. In more than 100 countries, like Sri Lanka and the Netherlands, they're announcing the shutdown. Sri Lanka started 3 years ago, of almost all farming, any nitrogen-based fertilizer that's totally healthy and good. They've already announced within 6 years they're going to ban 80% of the cows. This year, 30% in the Netherlands. That's why Klaus Schwab says you will have no beef, you'll own nothing, you'll like it, you're going to eat the bugs, is because they are literally listing not just carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas, the key fourth part of the carbon cycle, sunlight, water, oxygen, carbon dioxide, have to have it for life. But they're now targeting methane that bovine burp and also pass through the rear end. And so this is happening. This isn't coming. Their revolution is now a revolution against prosperity, a revolution against humans, a transhumanist agenda. And so we've got to point out that the mass starvation of the third world, not from COVID-19, but from 2+ years of IMF, World Bank imposed lockdowns, whereas we had 6 months of lockdowns, and whereas Australia had 1.5 years, some parts of Africa and Latin America just went out of lockdown in the last 6 months. So they are collapsing. And they've had national surveys, international surveys, 90% of the illegal alien migrants coming here, who I don't blame, some of them are criminals, we need to stop them, but 90% say, or 93%, depending on the poll, I'm starving. The farm I worked on is closed, or the factory I work at is closed. I have no food. And so they deliberately turn off the food, turn off the energy, the third world collapses, then it floods us, the Western lifeboats, the first world nations, we then sink, then the globalists organize after the Great Reset, with their Build Back Better, which is the authoritarian technocracy transhumanist system they want to build on the rubble of our great Renaissance, truly classical liberal civilization. And so everything is energy, energy for the combustion engine, energy for machines, and energy for humans. And they're coming directly at those two key sectors.
So let's zero in on the food thing, Alex. In particular, they are fascinated with getting rid of meat. talk more about that, but also talk about the other implications of getting rid of meat. Testosterone levels, maybe replacing it with this synthetic nonsense that Bill Gates just happens to also be an investor in, by the way, super crony capitalist. Talk about why they're so incredibly focused on eradicating meat from our planet. What's going on with this?
Well, if you go back to Genesis, anybody should go read it, written 3,000 plus years ago by amazing Jewish scribes, inspired by God. In the first chapter, they just keep talking about cows and meat all day long and saying that's the real symbol of freedom. Now, Moses said later, we're not going to worship the golden calf. That's idolatry, but they were worshiping a golden calf. They're worshiping a cow. And the cow is the perfect meat. The Native Americans knew it. Everybody knew it. You can mate a bison with a water buffalo from Africa or India or with a Holstein, cow in France. So meat, red meat they put out for 50 years is deadly and poisonous and horrible. There are now thousands of studies that it annihilates heart disease. It annihilates strokes. It's what our bodies are made of. We love red meat more than anything. What we don't need is highly cooked burned meat like bacon and things that turn into trans fats and artificial fats gum up our arteries and our veins. When people just eat a plant diet, they have lower IQs. They're not as healthy. When they don't eat meat as children, brain sizes and growth are up to a third smaller. So I don't really buy their official evolution line, but even the evolutionary scientists will tell you humans, they believe, evolved, became powerful and smart, got big heads from eating lots of meat. It's as soon as humans started eating meat, even according to their theories, that we got advanced intelligences. So, I mean, it's simple. You didn't have the ancient Vikings taking over the world, sitting there, just eating their Wheaties. Red meat is key. Fish is incredible. Shrimp are incredible. Krill is probably the best superfood on earth, but not everybody lives by the ocean. But there's a reason the longest-lived cultures, like the Japanese, mainly eat seafood. So in lieu of seafood, and most people can't afford it or get it, hell, I probably can't afford high-quality seafood every day. My God, the bills are incredible. But my wife thought to eat seafood last week was like $150. The point is, but beef is still cheap. And whether you're in India or whether you're in the Netherlands, where they worship cows again in India, sacred cow, because the milk and the cheese, everything it gives them, everywhere they have the cow, we have a ranch we've had since Mexican land grants in 1826, and we still have the land, we still have cows on it. Well, without the property tax exemption or ag exemption, we couldn't pay for the couple thousand acres we still have left. And so most of these family farms also have cows. And so if you're not running a dairy or you're not running beef cattle, you have no money to even pay the limited reduced taxes you got to pay. So if you undermine beef, anybody's been in an airplane or flown cross country in a helicopter, I don't care if you're in New Mexico or New York or Texas, cows are everywhere. And it's cows that are sustainable, renewable, delicious, and nutritious. And so it's basically, if you want to starve people, the first thing you do is target beef, and then you undermine all the rest of the agricultural system.
So Alex, that segues to a question that some people have, which is, I want to just be as precise and factual with this as possible. Is there an agenda by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates, to depopulate the earth? What evidence do you have to show that and talk about the research you've done on that?
I have so much evidence it gives me a headache. Anybody can see my seminal film that before Google took it off had over 80 million views. I put it out in 2017, and it's called Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And people are always re-uploading it. It's free to air. There's no trademark copyright on it. It belongs to you, folks. That means use it. And it's a 2.5-hour movie, and probably 30 minutes of it is just global leaders saying, we're going to take over the world, cut off the energy, shut
down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have more from Alex Jones' speech on the other side of this break.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one, and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now, number one in the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Speaking at the TPUSA event, Defeating the Great Reset. And it really is great to know that in this fight to defeat the Great Reset, to defeat global tyranny and the enslavement of mankind, that should Alex Jones and InfoWars be struck down like Obi-Wan Kenobi for everyone to see in this great battle, that there will be others left on the battlefield still fighting for freedom and truth and justice on this planet. We'd like to be in the arena forever. That's why we released the new coin, the Man in the Arena coin. You can go to 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get the latest installment. But it's just nice to know there's others on the battlefield, and hopefully they will be ready for the trials that are ahead for this country. Hopefully they realize, as Alex Jones is talking about the seriousness of the depopulation agenda, hopefully people realize just how serious it is, and they girt themselves for the spiritual, intellectual, philosophical, and in some ways, physical battle that is ahead. So we go back now to Alex Jones defeating the Great Reset.
I have so much evidence it gives me a headache. Anybody can see my seminal film that before Google took it off had over 80 million views. I put it out in 2017, and it's called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And people are always re-uploading it. It's free to air. There's no trademark copyright on it. It belongs to you, folks. That means use it. And it's a 2.5-hour movie, and probably 30 minutes of it is just global leaders saying, we're going to take over the world, cut off the energy, shut down the family farms, and starve people down to 500 million. The same thing was on the Georgia Guidestones. Incredibly ambitious, genocidal goal. And it is just replete. And so is this book. Anybody can pull up Yuval Harari, fellow Yuval Harari, who is the high priest of this globalist group, the WEF, that is just the mouthpiece of the globalist. Anybody can pull up Klaus Schwab, or anybody can type in World Economic Forum calls for depopulation. They are specific. King Charles III, his Prince Charles, said he wants to depopulate the earth. His father said he wants to come back. Prince Philip, in Reuters and in AFP, or the French news, and also in the Audubon Society, said, I want to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world population. So Bill Gates' foundation, you can find these clips online, until the late 90s, wasn't called Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It was called the Depopulation Foundation. And so his father was the head of Planned Parenthood. So this has always been their agenda. This has always been their goal. They're not really bringing sustainable things to communities. I think we should industrialize the third world. I think we should have clean technologies. I think people should try to shoot for no more than 3 children. If you want to have more, that's great. But we need, as all the scientists and demographers and historians and mathematicians and statisticians and Elon Musk have said, if you don't have 2.2 children on average, every two adults don't have 2.2 children in the aggregate, you will have societal collapse. And so England has a 1.4, the U.S. a 1.7, Italy a 1.2, Japan a 1.2. That is total collapse level. And then I'm sorry, nothing against third world populations, it doesn't work. You bring them in as the, quote, replacement group, all you've done is created a permanent third world population. You don't collapse the first world to save the first world. So the centerpiece of the globalist agenda, cutting off energy to machines and energy to Homo sapiens, is societal collapse. And then Klaus Schwab talks about the angrier world. And as things fall apart, as things disintegrate, and as crime explodes, they will then pose as the saviors with a global socialist communist government directed by crony capitalist fascists who are exempt from their own rules, just like Martha's Vineyard, you know, threw out the illegal aliens in 24 hours, but tells Texas towns that have millions coming in, you just need to pay for them, you know, poor Texas towns. And so everything they say for us, it's different from them. And it really is just a very evil, corrupt, selfish worldview. And folks don't have to be rocket scientists to understand. If somebody's trying to cut off all the major farms in the world that aren't corporate owned, if somebody's trying to make you eat synthetic gruel, if somebody's trying to make you drink sewage water and saying you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be happy, if somebody's saying the age of humans being here is over, the post-human age is here, that's in the Wall Street Journal. That's in the New York Times. This is a sick, disconnected elite that disdain us and project their own hatred of themselves onto us, who have appointed themselves as God, and they literally would make Hitler blush in how widespread and how wide-reaching their actual battle plan is. And what's insane, Charlie, is they're actually implementing it right now. We've left Beta in the New World Order, Agenda 21, George Herbert Walker Bush, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, everything they called for. By the year 2020, they did. They were a little bit behind, but almost got there. Now they're accelerating Agenda 2030. So don't believe me. They get up and say, Great Reset, Build Back Better, Agenda 2030, and go read the Agenda 2030 plan. It is biomedical tyranny, forced inoculations, carbon rations, food rations, carbon lockdowns. And they said last year, we don't care if you don't like carbon lockdowns. We're not going to have to actually tell you you can't drive your car. or you can't go to the store, you won't have the money for the energy. But who does have the energy is the third world and authoritarian countries, the globalists, these big corporations control, these crony capitalists, these middlemen that Trump talked about that are destroying the middle class worldwide to consolidate power. China builds new coal power plants every week. India builds them every few weeks. Mexico builds them every few weeks. But we've had over 1,000 shut down here. They could build, again, hundreds and hundreds of new coal power plants, and it wouldn't pay for 30% of the electric cars they claim they're going to put on the road. Scientists have broke it down. There's not enough rare earth minerals in the world to actually make half the cars in the world by 2030 go to battery-driven, even though they're toxic and don't work, and most of the energy that gets delivered to the batteries comes from a type of carbon. It's all a lie. They're telling us they're replacing the old, quote, dirty system with something new, but they are not replacing it. It isn't going to work. It's not designed to work. Spain, a decade ago, was the first country to implement the windmills and all this crap, and they are in a sustained depression now.
So I want to plug Alex's book here. We have it, The Great Reset. If you guys don't have a copy yet, you guys can get it. So, Alex, I want you to dive a little bit deeper into part of what you mentioned, which is immigration. So what role does foreign policy also play in this? For example, it seems as if the Davos crowd was very much behind intervening in the Ukraine war, getting behind Zelensky. This can be confusing for some people. Can you talk about how, you know, what happened in Ukraine was almost a proxy conflict in some sense? And not saying that in any way, shape, or form, we're not denouncing what Vladimir Putin did when he invaded Ukraine. But why is it that all of a sudden there was tens of billions of dollars being spent from the West, nearly $70 or $80 billion to Ukraine? How does that fit in the Great Reset?
Well, absolutely, Charlie. I've never been to Russia. I'm not a Russophile. I know that Vladimir Putin is not a sweetie pie. Neither is Xi Jinping. That said, China has announced control of the whole South China Sea and is actually spying on us and infiltrating us and shipping fentanyl in. If Russia was doing any of that, I would be absolutely in Russia's face. The truth is, Russia is surrounded by the globalists in NATO. They overthrew the elected government 8 years ago. I know guys that are my friends that have been over there the last 8 years fighting and killing Russians in a proxy war with the U.S. and NATO, and now that's official. And so they kept pushing the Russian border. They kept killing Russians in Russian areas that have been Russian since Russia was founded. Russia was founded in Ukraine 1,000 years ago. Name basically translates to Slav the Great. He was named Slav, so called himself Slavs. He was like an Orthodox Christian bishop. And so that's their birthplace. And so if Russia had troops in northern Mexico, I would be saying, let's blow them up. I don't want war, but that would be provocation. This is a provocation. So you talk about foreign policy. Foreign policy and immigration is everything. You have the IMF and World Bank saying, if you want these loans, you've got to not end your lockdown. And then when the lockdowns go on and on, people start starving to death, and then the UN builds giant migrant processing.
We'll be right back with more, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jones speaking at Defeat the Great Reset event brought on by TPUSA this Saturday.
Founded Ukraine 1,000 years ago. Name basically translates to Slav the Great. He was named Slav, so called himself Slavs. He was like an Orthodox Christian bishop. And so that's their birthplace. And so if Russia had troops in northern Mexico, I would be saying let's blow them up. I don't want war, but that would be provocation. This is a provocation. So you talk about foreign policy and immigration is everything. You have the IMF and World Bank saying if you want these loans, you've got to not end your lockdown. And then when the lockdowns go on and on, people start starving to death. And then the UN builds giant migrant processing centers where they put them on boats, airplanes, and buses. In some cases, they just walk across Central America, into Northern America, into Southern North America, Mexico, and into the U.S. And we see the numbers. I've talked to Border Patrol, I've been down there many times just this year and last year. They estimate in Texas alone a month over 1 million people they're not catching. So get that straight. I had Border Patrol tell me 12 million a year since Biden's got in. So that's 18, 19 million people so far to the Texas sector. And when they do catch them, they just send them on buses and dump them out wherever Democrats want and wherever they direct them around the country. So that is a direct effect of the globalist lockdown policy of the UN organizing those folks, just like they brought in 15 million Muslims in the last decade. The same guy that ran the refugee resettlement program into Macedonia, into Greece, into Italy, into France, into Germany, into Spain, the same guy came and got the contract last year in Texas with these giant, there's more than 15 giant migrant centers on the border that hold more than 20,000 people apiece. Football field after football field after football field. Of course, they don't want that in Martha's Vineyard. They want it here. Then they deploy those people. They get them a job. They make them pay part of the money back to Democratic Party front groups and foundations. And then they also put them on welfare and then make them give them, and these investigations have come out, about half their paycheck. So these are slaves, refugees of globalism, refugees of the Great Reset, refugees of the COVID lockdowns, being brought into the U.S., brought into Europe. It's the same system in Europe, same system here. They're given a cell phone, and they're given an ID system that is then skimmed, just like NGOs skim off the homeless groups. That's why they promote the homelessness, ship the fentanyl in, give them all the drugs, tell the police don't stop them. Is that so it's a lifestyle choice to go take fentanyl or sit around drinking all day or taking heroin or whatever the drug is they're on, because the left is siphoning off and skimming off the money off the top of that and farming illegal aliens, farming the child traffic slaves, farming the human traffic, farming the fentanyl hobos and drug addicts. This is the plan. Now, moving back to Ukraine, because that was your central question. We know now it's almost $70 billion since February. That's just 6 months, folks, that's been pumped into Ukraine, and almost all of it gets siphoned back into Democrat Party coffers. And so we always hear about how money gets siphoned off to Israel. And a lot of the aid money that goes to Israel does end up going back to U.S. politicians. That's true. I'm pro-Israel, but that's a bad thing. I don't like foreign aid because it's corrupt, just like Rand Paul said. And we also see that happening in other countries. But if you compare the theft going on in Ukraine, never in U.S. history has there been this level of almost $70 billion as of a week ago. It was like $69 billion. So I guess it was another billion. This was $70 billion now. $70 billion we know of, black-holed into Ukraine, and then it comes right back out. And then all these videos come out of U.S. troops with Texas and Georgian and Floridian accents, literally removing mines, bringing troops in and slaughtering Russians. That is extremely dangerous. And if we're going to go to war with Russia, Biden should say, we're in a proxy war. U.S. troops are dying. This is going on. No, no, no. It was a big scandal when the general Russian public didn't know during the Afghan war, the 80s, that tens of thousands of Russians died. They tried to suppress that. Well, this is going on here today. There are a lot of U.S. troops being buried in very private ceremonies, and their widows and widowers are being told don't talk about it. So we're in a war, a physical war with the Russians. And again, the Russians have got their problems. It's the culture of the Ukrainian opposition from World War II, when Ukraine was occupied by the Nazis. If you weren't a collaborator, they killed you. So they adopted Nazism and then persecuted the Slavic majority. Now, if the Azov groups are the main people, and they hail Hitler, they do the fascist salute, and so all I'm saying is we are really in a lot of trouble here.
So, Alex, shifting gears here, you know, the way that our own government talks about everybody in this room, they call them semi-fascists or domestic terrorists. It reminds me that back, you know, you were one of the few voices back in early 2000 that stood against the Patriot Act. And I'll be the first one to admit, I used to be in favor of all these silly programs. And I think some people in this room probably were as well. You know, Bush and everyone said everything's going to be fine. It's going to go after Al-Qaeda, go after the terrorists. But you said, hey, this is going to be used against Americans and against actual patriots. Going into 2008, 2009, 2010, Barack Obama played his hand a little bit. But, Alex, it's very clear that our national security apparatus spends more time infiltrating political dissident groups that they disagree with on the American right. Alex, talk about what you saw with the Patriot Act back in 2001, 2002. Talk about how people didn't take you seriously at the time, but now it's a consensus view. And then finally, talk about how they're using Department of Justice, FBI, all these national security apparatus as an arm of the Democrat Party.
Absolutely. You know, this is a great reset discussion, but everything is a subset of that. So restrict the energy, food, and energy for machines. Cut the energy off to humans and machines. But then let the authoritarian countries actually double and triple their profits like Russia's really doing. There's a larger global agenda above all this. And it's the same thing for the national security state. Nobody hates radical Islam and what I'd really call Orthodox Islam more than me. Nobody hates Al-Qaeda and those dirtbags more than me. Nobody's saying there isn't radical Islam and terror attacks and a terror threat. But you could look at how that legislation was written, what was put through in 2001, 2002, 2003, and from day one it was being used against the American people. Because it was written saying this could happen to U.S. citizens. Under military law and the laws of war, if somebody's a citizen and they're overseas or they're part of a terror group or they're here with a terror group domestically, nobody's held back from taking them out or going after them. That's just not true. And so now, the Great Reset is incredibly important. And when I said the energy being cut off is central, that's central to their long-term goal. But in countries the globalists don't fully control, like America, you can't have tyranny worldwide under the UN if you still have some free countries left. And so, and folks, the UN really is taking over. Last Thursday, Facebook again testified in the Senate that they take orders not only from the Biden White House on what to censor. They send them a list of accounts every day and who to ban. But the UN also gives them orders. So we have this multinational, international corporate front group, the UN, that has openly come out last June through the Biden administration. They put out their new counterterrorism U.S. government policy report. Nowhere was mentioned radical Islam. Nowhere was mentioned MS-13. Nowhere was mentioned human smuggling. Nowhere was mentioned the Russians or the Chinese. And that's really what's infiltrated this economy is Chinese. It was all people that question elections, people that question lockdowns, open borders, or forced inoculations. And you can read the report for yourself. And since then, they've had all their talking heads and Obama and Hillary and Biden and Kamala Harris and all these senators and congressmen, particularly the last month in a fever pitch ahead of the midterms, 52 days out, saying our opposition are terrorists. We have to kill the MAGA movement. We have to kill the Trump populist movement. These are quotes. We have to crush them. They're illegal. And then now, again, we learn Facebook is spying on all prominent conservatives and sending your private messages that are nonviolent to the FBI that has special political units set up a trillion times worse than anything Richard Nixon even imagined to do. And so this is a political one-party system that is hated, that is corrupt, that is insider trading, that is sold out to the Chi-Coms. Knowing the world's waking up, knowing America's waking up, trying to start wars as distractions, imploding borders as distractions, and trying to then openly outlaw their political opposition and to create a uniparty, one-party state. So I am predicting, and by exposing this, they may not do it, but I am predicting they're going to false flag or provocateur absolutely incredibly violent acts, if not by the midterms, as an October surprise, I mean the next few weeks, but sometime before the 2024 election, because they're telegraphing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
saying Republicans are...
He keeps going. The madman won't stop. There's more on the other side of this break.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.